بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी, तेरी शान खाक सारी, तेरी जुल्फ़ अंबरी पर हो निसार बेकरारी. तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी, तेरी शान खाक सारी, तेरी जुल्फ़ अंबरी पर हो निसार बेकरारी. तेरे दर की खाक रूबी से मिली हमें मसर्रत, तेरे हर जमा जमी में है गुलाब जैसी निकहत. तेरे जलवे हसी से है खुमार सब पे तारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी.
Speaking in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teri har ada hai pyari. Every work of Rasool-e Pak, every action of Rasool-e Pak is beautiful. It's got an attraction, natural attraction. Anyone who comes with a clean heart, with a clear mind, he will definitely be attracted to Nabi Sallam's ways. Even though he may be a kafir, an unbeliever, but if he's got an unbiased and unprejudiced mind, he will feel attraction in the work of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The name itself is such, Muhammad, the name is such that to pronounce it you have to kiss your lips twice. Then only can you take the name of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So why won't he be beloved? Teri shan-e khaak sari, in spite of him being such a person, such personality, such nobility, such attraction, but teri shan-e khaak sari is full of modesty, full of humility. You see, on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, this was an occasion that the whole Arab world was waiting for. Is Rasulullah SAW getting the upper hand over the Quraysh, or the Quraysh getting the upper hand over Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? They were just awaiting this, because this will mark and this will signal their future. This will determine the future, which way they must go. They must go with the Quraysh or they must go with Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala granted him that victory. And now when he's coming into Makkah Mukarramah, how is he coming in? He's coming in with his Mubarak head lowered down. His eyes are swelling with tears. Okay? At a time he had so much of power, he could eliminate these people, kill all those people that had persecuted the Sahaba, had martyred some of the Sahaba. His respected daughter Zainab radiallahu anha, they had attempted to murder her. She got a miscarriage, and that led to her death eventually. Rasulullah could have taken revenge for everyone. He had so much of power, supreme power. But then that humility of his was of such a high caliber, such high level, that he announced forgiveness for one and all. Tere shan-e khaak sari. See, when we hear the praise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it mustn't be just praises, but we must see now what's the message. What is the message for us?
Tu hidayaton ka pekar, tu hai rehmat-e-mujassam, tu hai zindagi ka rehbar, tu dukhe dilo ka marham. Shab o roz ye duaye koi rahe na jaye nari teri har ada hai pyari teri har ada hai pyari.
Saying again now, Rasool-e Pak Sallam is an embodiment of mercy. Hidayat-e Mujassam is an embodiment of mercy, embodiment of guidance. And the mercy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he had come with was of such a nature that nobody must be deprived. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi came with that outlook and that frame of mind that nobody must be left. The farthest and the furthest corner of the east or the west, any part of the globe, he must be also gaining from that mercy of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why won't Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have that type of outlook and temperament when Allah Pak himself says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that nobody must be left out. So on this Mubarak occasion, completion of the Quran Sharif tomorrow and the last 10 days, we should ask Allah Ta'ala for these type of things, that none of us, no Muslim in the entire world must be left out. Each one must get something. We ask dua for ourselves. Tartib of making dua, we ask for ourselves and our family members, our parents, our family members, children, and then the Muslims at large. That everybody must gain something. Though we are here, and some of our family members may not be here, all of them may not be here, but it's our duty to make dua for them as well.
Tu sakhawaton ka markaz, tu hai anbiya ka khatam, tu sharafaton ka maadan, ho durood tujh pe har dam, teri zaat unchi phir bhi, teri shaan inki saari, teri har ada hai pyari, teri har ada hai pyari.
The other very gleaming feature in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was generosity. In Qasida Burda you say, لَوْلَا تَشَهُدُهُ لَكَانَ لَاؤُهُ نَعَمُ. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to say La at some place to show that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah. So on that occasion he had to say La. Right? But had it not been for that La of Tashahud, that La of his would have been Naam. Anybody came, I want this, take it. Person accepted Islam. And he says, there's a whole mountain of sheep here, go and take it. Old mountain. Imagine a mountain of mountain, thousands must have been there. So that person went out to his people telling them, this generosity is not of a man, not of a king. This is a generosity of some Allah person. Accept Islam, this is not an ordinary person. There was enough testimony for him to believe that this is not an ordinary man, because a king can't do this much. Did you ever hear of a king slaughter, or any person, any monarch or any wealthy person, slaughtering 100 camels at the time of Qurbani? That is only Rasulullah's shan, that level of generosity. The wealth is pouring in from Bahrain. Yeah, that Bilal had to go and settle his debts, and he was getting threats from the Jew, whoever it was. And there the wealth just pouring. Rasulullah says, go and distribute. Go and distribute. Bilal comes up again and he says, no, there's something left. So, well, then I'm not at ease. And he stayed over in the masjid, because I'm not at ease, that wealth is still left behind. Go and distribute it. So now everything is distributed, now I'm at ease. Now just look at the diversity. We don't feel ease when there isn't wealth. And he doesn't feel ease when there is wealth. Totally diverse, isn't it? Diverse. So this is that shan of a Nabi. A Nabi is a different person, all together. That's why Mutanabbi says that you are not of us, though you look like one of us. You are not of us, although you are like one of us. You look like one of us. right? Just as musk, right? Musk is blood, is a transformation of blood, right? But it's a total different commodity. Blood you will throw away, you will abandon, you will say it's dirt, it's filth. And musk you will adore, you will attach a great, great price for it. So though he looks like one of us, but he's a man altogether different.
ذرا دیکھ لو مدینہ یہاں رحمتوں کے بادل یہ تلاوتوں کی محفل یہ عبادتوں کی منزل کوئی رو رہا ہے پیارا ہے درود لب پہ جاری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری.
One Bedouin had come to Medina Munawwara just when Rasulullah had passed away. Rasulullah had just passed away and he missed seeing Rasulullah. Can imagine how high sentiments must have been running. Must have come from deep of the woods, he must have come in with that aspiration that I will see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to his surprise, to his shock, that Rasulullah is no more on the surface of the earth. And he recites the verse, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. If they only come to you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they have wronged them, their souls, they have done mistakes. We all human beings, we have got our mistakes. Some got bigger baggages, some got smaller baggages. But all of us have our baggages, right? But after doing that wrong, they come to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ. Then they ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and Rasulullah also seeks forgiveness on their behalf. Rasulullah beseeches their forgiveness. One is they ask Allah Ta'ala's pardon, and Rasulullah also asks for their forgiveness. لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They will definitely find Allah Ta'ala to be most forgiving and most answering of their tawbah and istighfar. And he heard a voice coming out from the grave, Irji, faqad ghufira laka, or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A voice came out of the voice of the qabr, Ruza'i Mubarak, that you may return, your sins have all been forgiven. So this is the frame of mind that we need to go to Medina Munawwara in these places, you see. Unfortunately, we have made this place, Allah Ta'ala forgive us all guilty. None of us must count ourselves as innocent and good. So we made this place a place of tour, shopping. We have a whole long list, you know, of things to buy when you go up here. So the whole focus is different. The focus is changed. I don't say that to buy anything is haram or impermissible, but definitely we will not be doing that. We will not be doing that type of qadr, that type of appreciation to Rasulullah SAW, when our main focus is something else, and Rasulullah SAW is by the way. Rasulullah SAW is by the way, and our focus is something else. Shopping, visiting here, there. The whole focus and the whole attention must be Rasulullah SAW. We're going for that purpose. So we're reciting our durood, our eyes are tearing, flowing with tears, that which darbar we are going to. How did Allah Ta'ala favor us? Of all people, Allah Ta'ala favored us, chosen us. So with what frame of mind you should be going in these Mubarak places? So day in and day out, we are there. Someone is reading Durood Sharif, someone is making Quran Sharif Khatam, someone is asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. So these are the things that will bring that happiness and coolness of Rasulullah's eyes. Our amal are presented before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 2 days in the week. Right? Now we come here. And for example, if these amal are shown to Rasulullah, they came to Medina Munawwara, and the whole day they're doing business here, there, doing buying, purchasing, whatever it is. And another report goes to Rasulullah SAW that, no, these people came to Medina Munawara, and this is how they are utilizing their time. Their focus is Medina, their focus is your love, your attention. Their focus is they want to be with you. So what will bring the comfort of the eyes of Rasulullah SAW? That's what we need to see. Permissibility, impermissibility is a different issue altogether. But it's a thing for us to understand. See, it's a thing for us to understand. If someone invited you to have meals at his place, right? And now you go to his place, but what you do is you go to 2-3 homes and have someone tea, have a couple of samosas this side, have some curry, and then go to the house. How will the host actually feel? That you didn't respect my invitation. So Rasulullah has extended an invitation to you to come to Medina Munawara. Allah Ta'ala has accepted this invitation. Allah Ta'ala has allowed this invitation to go through. And then you come here and you don't give him that attention. Really, it's not that type of loyalty that we're supposed to be showing to Rasulullah SAW.
मैं क्या कहूँ सहाबा शहदो जहाँ के प्यारे वही आ रहे नबी के वही दीन के सितारे है बुलंद उनका रुतबा वो कुरान के थे कारी तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी.
Then comes the martaba of the Sahaba Ikram, those that were the beacon of hidayat after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are responsible to pass on the deen to us. So as we respect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the representatives and the deputies of Rasulullah SAW also should be shown that type of respect and that type of honor. That if this link wasn't there, then this deen wouldn't have come to us. Rasulullah SAW's personality is such that everybody wants to offer himself to Rasulullah SAW. See that line that he said, Nisar, yeah? What is that line? The first line, Nisar. Oh, Nisar, the first one. Ho Nisar Beqarari. Everybody wants to offer himself. Everybody. At the Rose Mubarak, everybody wants to offer himself for Rasulullah SAW. Talha radiyallahu on the Battle of Uhud, he offered himself. He had taken arrows on the front and behind, approximately 50 to 60 arrows, just in the defense of Rasulullah SAW. So everybody wants to do that. You hear of that Ustuwana Hannana in the Masjid al-Nabawi. Rasulullah SAW used to recline and deliver that khutbah. And after that, the mimbar was constructed. Rasulullah SAW had ascended the mimbar and then delivered the khutbah. The Sahaba Ikram, see, we all heard the sobbing cries of the tree, the trunk, and it's sobbing. The whole Masjid had heard it. You know, like how a child would cry, how it takes that sob, how it sobs. We heard the sobbing of the trunk. Until Rasulullah SAW had to get off and pacify it like how you would pacify a child. So forget human being, even animals, even trees. Even the trunk of the tree is also crying and wants to offer itself. It misses the company of Rasulullah SAW.
इसी उम्मते नबी को कहीं लग गई है नजरे जो थी एक कलर रही है यही आ रही है खबरे कभी एक पट रहा है कभी दूसरे की बारी तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी teri har ada hai pyari.
This is a little bit of a poetic style. He says that this ummat has been affected with some jadu, you know, someone's nazar. Though they were standing for that unity and for that oneness they were standing, but now unfortunately they're getting divided. One person is getting divided here, one is getting split on that end. How is this happening? So this is a cry. We all came from one Rasul, Sahaba the same. We all believe in Rasul, we honor the Sahaba Kiram. Then how are we split like this? This the unity of the Ummah is not brought by lectures. But remember that it's not brought by lectures. It's brought by righteousness and virtue. As Mawlana Thanvi Sahib Rahman explained to an alim, the alim says, I never understood it like this. Verse of the Quran Sharif. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Right? وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Imagine the verse that comes before this. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم. That unity you couldn't have brought it. Imagine who Allah Pak is saying. Allah Pak is command is addressing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you couldn't have brought that unity in the Ummah. And even if we had given you all the wealth of the world, then too you wouldn't have been able to accomplish this. You would have brought that type of unity. So can there be a better person, a better brain, a greater brain than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with greater administration abilities, greater understanding of human beings? Could there have been anybody greater? Couldn't have been any greater person. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with all his understanding, intelligence, whatever Allah has blessed him with, and then he's got all the wealth. Allah says, لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم. With all the wealth and your own person, you wouldn't have been able to bring about that unity. ولكن الله ألف بينهم. But that unity comes by the command of Allah Ta'ala. ولكن الله ألف بينهم. So Murad says that this unity can only come when everybody become united upon righteousness, upon virtue. If everybody becomes virtuous, righteous, then automatically they'll become one. Like I explained earlier on, that the point where we split is where the outlook changes. Where your outlook changes. I gave a simple example. That three brothers are doing business, right? So everything is going on very, very well. Now suddenly the brothers are getting married, then they're getting children. Now their wives are beginning to teach them, you know, you're working way harder, and he's not working as hard as yourself, so you need to do something else. Now his outlook changes. When his outlook changes, then he'll do one thing and the other, and suddenly you will find that the other brothers and the other partners will understand that he's doing something else. Then there is a split in this business. Why? The outlook changed. First it was the business. Everybody looked for the interest of the business. Then as things grew and began to progress, the outlook changed from the unity of the partnership to individualism. So similarly, in this ummat as well, when our whole outlook begins to change, then we are split, we are broken apart. So the niyat must be the same, the goal must be the same for us to be united. And this is what ikhlas all is about. This is what righteousness and virtue is about, that our ikhlas, our sincerity, our virtue, and our earnestness must not be contaminated at all. If that is right, then automatically everything will fall in place.
Tera naam hai Muhammad
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Teri madhat hai mera fan, ho nithar tujh pe aqa, meri shairi ki dharkan hai raza ki bas tamanna. Tere deep pe jaan sari, teri har ada hai pyari, teri har ada hai pyari.